those Romans in the sky. You better duck, you Jew worshiping Christ cuck. Yeah! And let's expose these Jewish lies. The show starts now. Right now, you son of a biscuit. Yeah! Me, folks.
Ha, 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 ha.
Well, you've made it to the best show on the internet. Congratulations. Goys, I was a little bit off tonight. I don't care. It's Monday. I don't care. Oh, you want it? No gunshot. How's everyone doing? 100. How's everyone doing? Good to see ya. 100. I'm looking at 2.0. Very slow. 88. Come on now. All right. Seems like everyone seems to be doing pretty well. I'd say 88 myself, too. Could have been awesome. Could have been a better day. I could have got some other things done. I was kind of getting a little bit, I don't know, sidetracked, pissed off about things. Had to go handle some bullshit around town. Fucking taxes and dumb shit like that. I hate all that dumb shit, man. Oh, I can't believe paying taxes so that these fucking niggers can live off white people. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't it bother you? Doesn't it bother you thinking about that? The fact that you have to pay money to these fucking kikes so that these niggers can be fed and housed and that you can just, you know, be paying these fucking Jews for your replacement. It drives me fucking nuts. I get so mad and I start thinking about it. I'm like, do you really want your life to end over this right now? I know you're getting really upset. I get really upset. I get pissed. I get really upset about this whole thing. Really frustrated altogether with, you know, just where we're at. Just, you know, how long this has taken, you know, and how people just refuse to see the truth. And seems that all the conspiracy people were right this whole time.
Nazario sent $5. Oh. I fucking hate dumb shit.
Come on. That's not really you. All right. Well, anyhow, listen, I'm a little bit pissy tonight, but I think we have a good show. I think I got enough clips to make up for my shitty attitude, and I know that you guys are here and you guys expect a good show, so I'll be sure to put on a good show for you guys. Okay, I promise. Let's say hi to some people in here right now. We got Maximus Waffen, we got Nazario, we got SPQR Waffen, we got Skid Niggers Alive Waffen, we got Mr. Tennessee Waffen, we got Blood for Oil Waffen, we got Dirty Mike and the Boys Waffen, we got Honky Waffen, Atone Waffen, Blood for Oil Waffen, Ice by a Jew Waffen, Nigger Jew Slayer Waffen, Ancestral Waffen, What's Going On, Tough Cow Waffen, Wolf and Dan Waffen, What's Up Sister, Reefso Waffen, What's Happening Man, Good to See You, TND Waffen, What's Up All Hail Cha Waffen, What's Happening Man, Kike Nigger Bitch Waffen, Shower Time Waffen, The Juice Stew Crew Waffen, Kilo Waffen, White Wolf Waffen, Barrett Waffen. No, seriously, Barrett Waffen. Zongongo Waffen. What's happening, man? Too Tall Dashless Waffen. Aquarius Fab LLC Waffen. What's going on? Ghost of Henry Ford. What's going on? Audio Waffen. Big Shins. What's up, man? Good to see you. Are you white? What's happening, man? We got Ghost of Henry Ford. Yeah, so it's Monday. I need you guys to help share the stream because I'm totally fucking censored on all these gosh darn platforms. And these Christians have done a phenomenal job of slandering my name. Just a phenomenal job, you know. Everyone's hero until you call out Jesus being Jewish and then you turn into Mexican, Jewish, homosexual fed, just like that. Boom. All sport, all rumors, all kinds of bullshit. Just boom. All your credibility down the drain. Which is probably good because it's like, do you really want a bunch of backstabbing weirdos around you? I think not. So it's not about the numbers. It's about the quality of people. So anyhow, you know, in here we say nigger nigger white power and nigger nigger fuck Jesus, because we feel like this is one of the main problems that's going on with our race. You know, I mean, there's a lot of other things that are going on. We're going to cover some of that tonight, but Christianity, oh my goodness. I think there's going to be like a turning point, not a Charlie Kirk shot you in the neck turning point, but a turning point of where we're seeing a lot of people start. This is starting to shift. There's like giant polls on X, and it's like, you're seeing that most of these people are kind of waking up. It's like, I've seen some of these polls and they're like 60-40. 60-40 with people that are pretty anti-Abrahamic, right? So a lot of people are seeing the deception of Jesus, but a lot of people aren't speaking out openly about it yet. But I believe they will soon enough. Today, speaking of Jesus, I had a, what did I have on? I had my ice shirt. I had the Jesus ice shirt. I don't know if you guys seen that on Odin's Market. Shout out to Odin's Market. All kinds of fresh stuff over there. They support the show. I had on my shirt and some crazy lady came up to me and she's like, oh my God, I love your shirt. And I was like, oh yeah, I don't know if you're going to love this shirt. And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, you know, I am, pretty much my views are, you know, Jesus is from the Middle East. And she's like, oh yeah, well, Jesus is, my Lord and Savior. He is God. He is the Almighty. And I was like sitting there going like, okay, this is going to get awkward. You know, it's like when you're like checking out your groceries, right? And like, I just got my receipt and I'm going like, is this worth this right now to try to red pill this kooky lady probably fucking doped up on SSRIs right now about Christianity? Obviously, I'm thinking, no, it's not worth it. But my heart and everything else says go for it, right? So I go for it, right? And she starts talking about, you know, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, and the whole thing. And I'm like, look. Here's the deal, lady. You believe in Yahweh? She's like, yeah, that's Jesus. I was like, Yahweh came from a whole different pantheon. This is like you know, you only know of like Old Testament, New Testament. That's like part two, part three. You need to learn about part one, right? And she's like, oh, I just don't believe that. I was like, I listen, I don't care if you don't believe it. There's archaeological proof and all the rabbis back it up. So I don't care what you think. And she's like, oh yeah, well, listen, I'm not trying to fight with you. I'm just trying to, you know, tell you that I liked your shirt. I was like, well, listen, I don't like any people that are in this country that are non-white. And that includes white people worshiping sand gods. You know, I believe that we had our own gods before that. And she's like, sir, just have a good day. And I was like, and remember, I said, and remember, Christianity brought down Rome, right? And I got the last word in there. And everyone's kind of looking around because I don't mind making a scene, right? I'm past the age of giving a shit. So I just pretty much put this, you know, she's like, I don't know, probably like mid 50s. She's got her hair, you know, dyed red, you know, and she's trying to talk to me about Jesus while I'm trying to check out. I'm just like, oh, fuck off. So just like fuck off. So anyhow, no, Ben, you're a coward. Ben, you're a vagina. Ben, I invited you to CQ Radio and you're sitting here like a total bitch and you won't even go into CQ Radio because you're a fucking Christian pussy. All you Christian pussies hide. You don't debate shit because you don't know shit. You can't read for shit and you're fucking ignorant as shit, you dumb nigger shit. All right, so I'm done talking to your dumb shit face. All right, so anyhow, this show's for entertainment purposes only. I repeat, entertainment purposes only. And, yeah, so we might talk about some spicy things, but the only thing that I want to, like, inspire people to do is to get sober, okay, make white children, fight for the white race, learn how to defend yourself physically with your hands and your feet, and also with your firearms, okay, because this government wants us dead, okay, this anti-white, Jewish-ran fucking government wants us dead. So I'm not trying to promote anything illegal. I'm trying to let you know that if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. All right. So also want to say happy birthday to Honky. Tomorrow he celebrates 1 year of sobriety and I'm not going to be streaming. Wow. Big room was up. Life changing. That's amazing. Big round was up for Honky. That's pretty amazing, man. Life-changing. Keep up the great work. That's really amazing. We got the same sobriety month. That's pretty awesome. 12 days. In 12 days, I will have 10 years. A decade sober. Wow. So all right, don't count your chickens before they hatch type of deal. But let's check in on sober waffing. Press 1 if you're doing sobriety, 2 if you're struggling with it, 3 if you're doing meth. I'm just keeping tabs. Don't be doing meth. Come on now. Boop, 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 boop. 2.5, no meth. All right. Jay, are you still sober? No nigger weed? Man, there's a lot of people I was in a... Yeah, shout out to all the sober guys doing it and all the people that are struggling trying to get there. Don't give up on yourself. Meth is a hell of a drug. I did meth a couple times. A lot cheaper than coke. Lasts a lot longer. Gets you a lot weirder. Makes you want to steal boats. Steal boats. That's what I was thinking. I was like, look, man, my buddies... Bro, oh my god, I want to tell you this story so bad, but it's so embarrassing. Oh my god, I remember being out at the lake, Berryessa, and I was like, I don't know what, I think it was in like some sort of a trailer, and I think I lost like a gram of cocaine, and I started picking on this guy's like a giant dude. He's like a huge fucking dude. But I was like mentally like, you know, I was like his elder, and I would like, he knew that I would kick his ass if I had to kick his ass. So like, he didn't ever try to like challenge me. And I started accusing him of stealing my drugs. I was like, listen, you motherfucker, you fucking stole my drugs. And if you don't fucking help me find these fucking drugs, I'm going to kick your fucking ass. I'm going to fucking beat you in this fucking trailer right now if you don't fucking help me find it. So we're tearing up this fucking goddamn trailer, right, looking for these fucking drugs. And he's like, hey, man, I got some drugs. I was like, yeah, you probably got my drugs, you motherfucker. He's like, no, I don't. He's like, just try, you know, he breaks out the CD case. And I'm like, all right, fuck it. Right? I hit him. I'm like, ah, motherfucker, what is this shit, man? This is fucking garbage. He's like, dude, it's crystal. I was like, oh, fuck. And he's like, dude. He's like, you've never done that before? I was like, no, man, I thought this was coke, dude. I'm looking for fucking coke, and you just gave me crystal. What the fuck, dude? And he's like, man, my bad. He's like, dude, do you hear the fucking helicopter? I was like, helicopter? What the fuck are you talking about, bro? It's like 4:30 in the morning. He's like, dude, there's helicopters outside. I was like, fucking, I jumped outside the trailer. I was like, bro, there is no fucking helicopters outside. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, helicopters? He's like, man. He's like, hey, man, I found your drugs. And I was like, dude, you had my drugs the whole fucking time. So anyhow, I break out a fucking, bust out a fucking fat tutor, right? I'm like, right, sniff half the bag, and I don't give him any because I'm thinking that he stole the fucking shit, right? So anyhow, he's high as fuck talking about helicopters, and then all of a sudden, I'm high on the fucking crystal, right? And I'm like, oh shit, you know what? I was like, my dad's got a boat, and I was like, we should steal my dad's boat. My dad's sleeping right now. Like, we should just steal the boat. And I was like seriously planning. I like woke up a couple of my friends. And I was like, dude, we're going to steal the boat. And like, my dad's there, and it's not like an issue. Like, what, like my dad like would be like, hey, let's go out and party. Like, I used to party with my pops, all right? Like, my family dynamic's crazy, right? So anyhow, I was thinking about stealing my dad's boat. But like, honestly, in about 8 hours from now, I'm going to be on the boat with my dad and partying with my friends. But for some reason, I was like, you know, this shit got into my brain. And it makes you want to do like absolutely fucking crazy shit. Like stealing shit. I don't know like what it is, but if you have people that have done meth and you're around people that do meth, it makes you want to steal things. It makes you want to do incredibly evil things. So anyhow, I only did it a couple times, but like I'm telling you, oh my god, it's super duper cheap. It gets you way too fucking high, and you end up hanging out with people that are disassembling car engines and shit like that you don't want to be hanging out with, all right? So whatever you do, man, stay the fuck away from meth, all right? Hopefully that makes sense, all right? Don't be doing any meth, bro. Shit will fuck you up. Yeah, I smoked it too, man. It's fucking, that was rough. Sobriety is the way. All right. So anyhow, there's a few ways to support the show if you want to. I don't know what the, you know, the bonus thing, if we hit the bonus tonight. I don't know. If we hit the bonus, let's just say you love me. I don't know what to put the strings on it. So, you know, if we hit the bonus, great. If not, whatever. I'm glad to be here. Appreciate all love and support. The Entropy chat, time to time, the mods will drop the link to that. Sometimes Entropy is a little bit finicky. So if that doesn't work, there's a power chat, so you can always interrupt the show anytime you want. And there's a P.O. box. So if you don't want to support the show financially, no worries. Send me a letter and tell me how awesome the fucking show is. I would appreciate it. Without further ado, I guess let's get to the show and check out ownsmarketshop.com. ownsmarketshop.com. We got some cool shit over there. All right. You guys ready? You guys ready to do this? You like my meth story? I love these clips, but I hate these clips. You know why? Because they're so good, man. Take a look. We always start with a little bit of music sometimes. Let's do this. All right. Let's start with a little bit of music. Oh, I was going to do it. Hold on. All right. The Nordics. There we go. See, that's why I hate it. It's like, don't you want like 3 minutes of that straight? It's like, you know what I mean? Like, speaking of cocaine, like, that high is not lasting long enough, right? Like, that's 14 seconds of a high. I want 2 minutes at least. Seconds is too short. All right, yes. See, I don't know, man. It's short-lived. Yeah, like, whoever edited that, great edit, but like, can we make it a little bit longer, please? Okay, White Instruments. Has anyone heard of the, what is it? I'm going to butcher this. I need my phone almost to pronounce this. Hold on 1 second. The music doesn't make you call into work. Let's see. Hold on. How do you pronounce NYCKELHARPA?
Nyckel harpa is pronounced Nick UHL Haharpu. It's a traditional Swedish instrument, a keyed fiddle.
Nyckel harpa.
Key harp in English.
Nyckel harpa. Nyckel harpa. Okay, press one if you have ever heard of a nyckel harpa. Press one if you have, too, if you haven't. Have you ever heard of a nyckel harpa before? Nyckel harpa. Pretty interesting instrument, I would say. All right. I know I got to ask Google a lot of stuff sometimes. Nyckel harpa. Okay. Take a look at this, man. It's kind of beautiful. Okay. Speaking of music, this is lasting a little bit longer. Here we go. Pretty cool. I've never seen that before. It is a great sound. Nyckel harpa. Nyckel harpa. Ladies and gentlemen, nyckel harpa. Woo! Learn something new. Pretty cool, huh? So we went from nyckel harpa.
White power shit for sure.
Hey, Dirty Mike in the Waffen. White power, man. Thanks for the love and support. You guys are wanting a link on that? I wonder how much a nyckel harpa costs. Huh? That's probably got to be really hard to learn. That looks like learning like a violin plus something else. And a harp. Violin and a harp alone. How much does a nyckel harpa cost?
A new high-quality nyckel harpa, which is a Swedish keyed fiddle, usually cost between $1,800 and $8,000.
Holy shit!
Based on the maker and craftsmanship.
Holy shit! Low end $1,800, high end $8,000. What the fuck? Holy smokes, man! Dude, we need to get in the business of making nickel harpas, dude. We'd be rich, rolling in dough. Who wants to start a nickel harpa fucking assembly line? Let's get this shit going, man. It's also a boat? Oh, come on. Yeah, it's also a boat. Right? You might as well be. Does it come with a sail? Oh, man. All right, so how do we go from nickel harpa to this, man?
Used to be my homie, used to be my ace. Now I wanna slap the tape, that's your mouth.
Make it bad ass to the vote.
Fuckin' me.
Now fuckin' you, little hoe. Oh.
Nothing ever got.
Let you slide.
Let me ride.
Just another homicide.
Yeah,
yeah, nigga.
Stomping on the easiest streets that you can walk on. So strap on your cop and hand your loads and watch your back, cause it might get smoked, mob. Pass the bud and stay low key. BG, cause you lost all your homies' love. Used to be my homie.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I was alive when this album came out. This is when it hit me, man. Press one if you ever heard the Chronic. Press one if you were listening to the Chronic at a young age, right? I don't know if you guys remember Da Chronic, Dr. Dre album. Yes, it was obviously probably the most influential albums of Wiggerism. Face, what's happening, man? What's going on? I mean, look at how pathetic this scene is, guys. There's like one guy with a nigger girlfriend who's got her face covered because she's probably so embarrassed to be around these wiggers. What the hell?
Used to be my homie. Used to be my...
Look at this guy. Look at this guy over here with his Colorado Rockies hat, right? With his fucking nigger boon girlfriend. What the fuck?
Ace, now I want to slap the tape. That's your mouth.
With the Charlotte? You guys remember Larry Johnson? You guys remember the Larry Johnson? Oh, my
Blood
God.
Rail sent $5 that was me a total poser.
Oh, my. Isn't this embarrassing? God, this is so embarrassing.
Nigger by the ounce of the rubber.
Look at this guy's like... This is like, what is he doing? Is he trying? This wasn't, you couldn't make it rain back then. This wasn't like, they weren't doing the make it rain, so he must have been doing like, I don't know. I don't understand this dance move here.
Fucking me now, fucking.
Oh no, he's doing gang signs. Did you see that? Did you see him dropping into gang signs? Okay. Oh, okay. He's doing a brrr. Oh, I get it. All right, check this out, guys. Check out this master wigger hand movements. Okay. He's going like this. He goes up into the sky and brrr, back into the bird. Check it out. This is amazing.
Nigga by the ounce of the rope.
Boom!
Fucking me now, fucking you, little hoe. Hoe.
Nothing ever got.
Let you slide. Let me ride. Just another homicide. Yeah, it's me. So I'ma talk on stomping on the easiest streets.
Shut up.
So strap on your cotton hat.
Shut up, you fucking faggot nigger.
Shower time 69 cent $5. I hate weak ass white people and white race traders damn near as much as I hate niggers. They make me sick.
I'm right
Jesus
there.
Jesus turns strong whites into docile pussies who allow this nigger culture to become mainstream.
Exactly, man. Exactly. Christianity was the freaking, what do I always say? The primer on the wall that allowed all this other fucking influential fucking Marxist nigger shit to stick. All right, so, yeah. Listen, guys, I'm going to I talk shit about a lot of people on this show, obviously, okay? And Conor McGregor is one of them, okay? Conor McGregor is one of them. Conor McGregor, you know, I think he has a bit of a drug problem and a too much money problem, which, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but too much money with a drug problem can be a bad thing, all right? Now, I know he's done some fucked up things in the past. He's done some fucked up things. But it seems like he's talking against, like, white replacement. I think he's openly out there kind of shitting on the establishment and kind of making it known. He's got 10 million followers, and he's talking about, I will not be replaced, right? I saw this clip, and this next clip kind of hit me in the feels, man. All right. I used to like McGregor, and then all of a sudden he was pushing the COVID shit, and then hearing about he's a little bit too wild and crazy when he's on drugs and alcohol. But this clip right here, man, there's something special to this. Take a look at this, man. Look at this. Look at little Conor Jr., bro.
Yes, bump, bump, yes, bump, 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 yes, bump, 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 yes, bump, 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 find the target, look at the target, bump, 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 yeah, yo, bump,
yeah, yo,
bump, find the feet underneath your boxing stance.
That's a key thing, man. He's still a white man, and he's, you know, this is like those moments where it's like, this dude is, you know, obviously when you're young and you're rich and you got, you know, the world at your fingertips, you know, like, oh God, I would have done some fucking crazy shit. But it's good to see these moments and, you know, to kind of humanize the man. And see that his kids grow up to be a better man than his father. Right? You know what I mean?
Your shoulder. Yes. Yes. Yes, turn that. Boom. Go again. Slow it down, Connor. Slow it down. Feet underneath you. Hook that button. No, do it right, but just do it correct. As slow as you can get it correct. No, no, not slow motion. Focus on it. So, boom. Boom, 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 perfect, boom.
There's something about that clip, man. It's like perfect, right? Anyhow, listen, hopefully Conor McGregor and his kids do really well in the future, right? That's all I got to say. I don't want to shit on the guy. I like seeing that. I want to like Conor McGregor. Because he's white. You know? I like the guy. Speaking of continually talking shit about people, I talk shit about this guy quite a bit, okay? Quite a bit. And I'm not ever going to forgive this guy because he is a subhuman. All right? But I do want to say... Okay, we always say this phrase here, a broken clock is right twice a day. This was interesting, okay? Now, I do not like this guy, okay? Keep in mind, I'm not endorsing this guy, but I think this argument is something that maybe we could, you know, bring into the public space. Okay, take a look.
So they use World War II. Let me ask you guys a question. If they use World War II to subvert white nationalism to the point of extinction, wouldn't it be truly treasonous if the story of World War II wasn't even true? What if there's another story to World War II?
Kind of a good point. I mean, that's a pretty fucking spot on point.
So they use World War II. Let me ask you guys a question. If they use World War II to subvert white nationalism to the point of extinction, wouldn't it be truly treasonous if the story of World War II wasn't even true? What if there's another story to World War II? Is it true, the story that we know, the version of events that we know? Hitler's just crazy and he just lost his mind. I'm asking questions because in my world, I understood that victors write the history. Winners write history. Winners are always the good guys. Loser was always the bad guy. Loser had no point of view at all. The winner had all the right thing and they were doing all the right things. So I'm just asking you, if this war is what's shaping the modern world and it is bringing on the ideology which is going to lead to the extinction of the white race, isn't it important we find out if the story we're told is even true? Let me apply this to modern time. If you listen to the media and the story they tell you, Putin's crazy. Putin.
See, this is crazy. This is where it's like, where does Putin come into this?
He's nuts and he's lost his mind and he has no point of view at all.
I know he's saying what everyone knows, but you got to keep in mind what show he's on. He's on Patrick Bet David, the biggest podcast in the world. And you know how many white people listen to Sandhager? I'm not this thing. I'm talking about the host of the show, the Sandhager host of the show. You know how many white people tune into this shit?
Oh, and he has no reason to invade Ukraine. There's no possible reason. If you research, you'll understand he actually has a pretty good argument. I'm not saying he's perfect. I'm saying that he has his beliefs. We have our beliefs, some right, some wrong. There's no such thing as black and white. There are different varying shades of gray in every single conflict. But the Hitler story, the World War II story, is black, white, because that's how the winners want to write it. And that's how it always goes when the war is over. And the story of Russia-Ukraine is black-white. Ukraine's innocent, we're innocent, Russia's nuts. But if you actually analyze things and understand them really, you'll see it's not that way. So this is a very interesting thought experiment. And that's what I'm doing before the media attacks me. I'm not advocating for anything. I'm not saying anything. This is.
I don't think this is a. I think this is supposed to represent not a bank vault. This is supposed to, I think, represent a locker room. Is it? I think it's all these like douchebag people that come in there. I think he's trying to make it like. Anyhow, long story short, kind of a good point there. It's like, how did they quash white nationalism? By the Holocaust story, essentially. They pretty much have weaponized that for us to not be able to be tribal or nationalists at all because you didn't save us in time, Goy. Now, this clip did not age well here. Okay, I don't know who this person is, whose video this is. I just wanted to bring that point up. I think it's good. I'm not a fan of Tate at all, okay? But I do think it's great when white people tune into these non-white shows and they hear like a bit of something where they can get racial and go, wait a second, what about extinction? What the fuck? What is going on? Why am I – my kid was telling me about Hitler. Now this guy's on the show and he's talking about Hitler. Maybe I need to look into Hitler a little bit more here, right? So anyhow, this next clip here, take a look at this. This is a good one here. This didn't age too well for Benjamin Netanyahu. I don't know who the guy is that made this video, but it makes sense.
Benjamin Netanyahu has this video out to propagandize Americans about dragging us into what will probably be World War III. And if you don't believe that it's specifically directed at us,
this is a clear and present danger landing on a country the size of New Jersey. Remember, Iran calls Israel the small Satan. It calls America the great Satan.
Ooh. He even includes a Bible reference.
As the Bible teaches us, when someone comes to kill you, rise and act first.
That's the Old Testament, okay? You see how that's very convenient? He's like, hey, Goy, hey, yeah, I know you don't read the Old Testament, but, you know, this is, we're going to lend this to you, right? We're going to give you this half of the Bible. Use this one right now. If anyone's here to fuck you up, okay, you got to rise and strike first, okay? Obviously, quoting from the Old Testament, Christians are like, huh?
That us.
This is a clear and present danger landing on a country the size of New Jersey. Remember, Iran calls Israel the small Satan. It calls America the great Satan.
He even includes a Bible reference.
As the Bible teaches us, when someone comes to kill you, rise and act first.
To try to manipulate the American people into the same bullshit that we did in Iraq.
There is no question whatsoever that Saddam is seeking and is working and is advancing towards the development of nuclear weapons. No question whatsoever.
There were no weapons of mass destruction. They said there are weapons of mass destruction. I was against the war.
Same exact guy. I mean, literally the same dude.
Same playbook.
Who tricked the American people and our politicians into fighting a pointless war in Iraq that we got nothing from.
We have spent $2 trillion in Iraq and fighting Iraq. Two trillion. Thousands of lives. We got nothing.
Is here manipulating and tricking us into going into World War III. And the same exact premise. I'm not even kidding you.
We will not let the world's most dangerous regime get the world's most dangerous weapons. The increasing range of Iran's ballistic missiles.
Iran, by the way, is also outpacing Iraq in the development of ballistic missile systems that they hope will reach the eastern seaboard of the United States within 15 years.
Would bring that nuclear nightmare to the cities of Europe and eventually...
Come on, white people, fight for the Jews.
This is the first way station en route to use.
Threatening the lives, not of hundreds, but of millions.
Grieving not for...
6 million.
Thousands of dead, but for millions.
Wow.
Remember, Iran calls Israel the small Satan. It calls America the great Satan.
Remember, we're the small Satan. You're the big Satan.
The same exact shit.
Wow.
We're doing it all over again.
Iran cannot have a nuclear enrichment program. It's clear that Iran is just buying for time. It refuses to agree to this basic requirement of peaceful nation.
We know everything about what they're doing, and we have to stop it because they're not allowed to have any of the weapons we have.
The hardest decision any leader has to make is to thwart a danger before it is fully materialized.
I believe that a clear connection between Saddam and September 11th must be established before we have a right to prevent the next September 11th. Well, I think not.
The Iraqis did not knock down. It was not Saddam Hussein that knocked down the World Trade Center. Okay, and nobody really knows why we went into Iraq. Going into Iraq may have been the worst decision anybody has made, any president has made in the history of this country. That's how bad it is, okay?
And how are we in these wars? What ties us to this gosh darn little country in the Middle East. I wonder what it is, guys. Can anyone put it together? Jeez, I can't quite figure it out. Is it because they look white? Epstein? Foreskins. Spaghetti and matzo balls? Ah, so close. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Shut the fuck up! Go Say for Christ it. Is Lord! Say Christ
Where
is Lord!
Where is that shit-stained sun while all this kite crap is happening in the Middle East?
I am...
Safe and sound in Florida. Typical right? like pussy.
Yep. All these Jews, you know, they're coming to the U.S. and hanging out in big expensive hotels, right? Driving Bugattis, sending... Well, I mean, who's going to these wars these days? Are white people still foolishly falling for these wars? Is this kind of, it seems like it's more of like a Mexican nigger thing to join the army these days. I don't know if I'm right about that, if I'm wrong on that. It seems like white people kind of got wise to this stuff. It seems like more than likely the recruitment's getting a little bit low on whitey, and it's probably more along the lines of beaners and niggers. Take a look at this clip here. This is, I guess, you guys know... Oh, man, why am I spacing right now? What, dude, who's the most racist man in Arkansas? Why am I forgetting? Tom Bowie. Okay, you guys know Tom Bowie. Press one if you know Tom Bowie, too, if you know. Tom Bowie always gets these random niggers that like to show up at his house in the middle of zinc, right? They like to pull up and, you know, take photos with him and ask him questions about things like that. For some reason, this has become extremely popular with these niggers. And they seem to be taking trips out there to Arkansas. Well, they didn't visit Tom this time. They visited a different Tom. They visited Tom Robb. All right. I don't know if you guys know who Tom Robb is. Press one if you do, too, if you know Tom Robb. He's kind of like a white power legend out there in Arkansas. He's got a son. I think his son's name is John Robb. I think it's John Robb. I'm not sure. He's a lawyer guy. Long story short, they have like this whole like, you know, kind of did the whole Klan thing back then, and then they do the whole Christian identity stuff. Not like the Church of Israel. That's in Missouri. They're in Jason Robb. Sorry, excuse me. It said John Robb. His son Jason Robb is a lawyer. And long story short, they've been in the movement for a very, very, very long time. And I guess some niggers decided to visit Jason Robb's dad, who's Thomas Robb, okay, senior. All right, let's take a look here.
Robbie?
Yeah, he lives up here on the corner. You actually just passed his daughter's house right here.
Yeah.
She lives up there with her son.
Okay, so can we follow y'all?
Yeah.
What a snitch. I mean, listen, what are you doing as a white person being like, oh yeah, I know where that person lives. Let me take you directly right into their house in the middle of the woods. I would be flipping out. You are a retarded woman.
Tom Robbie?
Yeah, he lives up here on the corner. You actually just passed his daughter's house right here.
Hello.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So can we follow y'all?
Yeah.
So that's Tom Robb's house.
Yeah, he lives up there.
He just
comes. I've met him before.
Really? Really? Is he nice?
Yeah. He has an accent.
Can you tell the viewers what that place is?
I don't know who this nigger is. He goes by Young Mooch. I don't know who Young Mooch is, if that's a rapper or a streamer or what.
That right there is the Ku Klux Klan. Their whole, like, thing goes on.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, you guys see it? Do you see it? Press one if you see it.
Jesus Christ!
There it is. Okay.
Yeah, their community.
That's their community.
A bunch of houses.
Yeah, there's like little places.
I go there too.
Because he's home.
He's home?
Yeah, he's home.
How do you know?
He has a Jeep.
Can y'all please come with us? Please? Just like for 30 seconds.
I really gotta go.
Okay. Okay. So, but we're safe though, right?
Yeah. He's not gonna hurt you. They're an active, like, clan, but they're not, like, that active. They're just promoting white people or whatever.
How you doing, Chita? Hold up. How you doing, Mr. Robb?
Need a fence and a gate.
Well, I do documentaries.
Pardon?
I do documentaries.
You do?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
I came all the way from Texas to meet
Texas.
You. Yes, my name is Malik.
Malik?
Yes, sir. We wanted to meet you, so some local girls that live here, they took us here, they brought us to meet you and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I just wanted to get your opinion on modern day society about this town.
This nigger's a retard.
Yeah. kind of.
How are you gonna?
No, no, no. Our car is right there. She just, she just showed us. Like we followed her.
I got you. I thought she dropped you off. Yes, now you gotta go home somehow.
Yes, yes. Okay. All so, right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you need so a moat. You need a moat.
Was I believe the KKK leader?
Yes, absolutely.
Or are you currently the KKK?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're currently the KKK leader?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, so can you just give us some information on that to the world that's watching?
Well, ask what's your question?
So does
members only?
Yes.
I'll just read it.
So does KKK still run around town?
Well, we don't run. We got cars.
Yeah, y'all got cars. Yes.
We don't run. I'm running out of breath to try to run around town.
Yeah. So
we have members around Harrison. Yes.
So it's the KKK clan is still active.
Well, what do you mean by active?
Like, it's still groups,
well, yeah,
meetings.
Absolutely. Just like First Baptist Church at Harrison, ask them if they're active, they'll say, yeah.
Yes, you're it.
So we got membership, just like any church might have membership in the area. And they're active, and we're active too. We got membership, we have mailers, we have people we work with. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, okay. So, like, let's just say what any color of person, would they be welcome to the KKK church?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, because that's strictly just whites.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. That's
very interesting, huh?
Yeah, yeah. But I totally respect it because that's your group and everybody has groups.
Right.
How long has the KKK clan been around?
Oh, the original clan was back in 1865.
1865? And how long have you been the KKK leader?
Since 1989.
Okay. Do you have a problem with the colored people or...
Do I have a problem?
Yeah.
What do you mean by problem?
Like problem by like...
Define that word.
Like, I mean, like, would you be able to welcome them in the town or even around you?
Well, I choose my friends. I'm friendly with everybody. I'm friendly with y'all.
Uh-huh.
Even though you're not white, I'm still be friendly with you. You know, I'm not going to mistreat you. And if you're all here, actually got dropped off, like you say, and I said, how are you getting home? I've been happy... Put you in my car and take you where you need to go. I'll be more than happy to do that.
Oh, really?
You've got a car. So
yeah, I've got a car. So guys, they just wanted me to meet you. This is the active KKK leader, Mr. Rob,
yeah,
right? Correct?
Absolutely.
I was just trying to meet you today, and somebody led us to you. You're pretty nice.
I'm trying to be nice.
Pretty nice guy.
I'm nice to everybody. I don't have any anger with people individually. I'm concerned about my people and our heritage, our culture, and protecting our environment and protecting our people. But as far as having an animus towards people who are not white, I don't have an animus towards them. I mean, people are born what they are, and we live our lives the best we can.
Separately.
I think it's better. I think everybody works off better separately.
Yes.
You try to push people together, and people have their own personal interest that they want to pursue. And so I think people work out better separately. Yeah.
So where's the headquarters of the KKK?
Well, that's honest.
Right over there.
Right over there?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're pretty close to it.
This is my home.
Yeah, so that's where you have the meetings and things of that nature?
We have meetings over there, yeah.
Okay. So what? If you don't mind me asking, like...
I don't mind.
What do y'all discuss in those KKK meetings?
Well, we're Christian people, so we discuss everything from politics to religion to sometimes who won the last football game.
Okay.
Well, we're Christian people, so we discuss everything from politics to
religion. Sorry, it skipped.
Religion to sometimes who won the last football game.
Okay. So it's just like it's just a group.
Just normal people discussing normal things. But we have members nationwide, and they just normal people.
Thank you for giving us your...
All right. Well, to be fair, if you're Tom in this situation, are you really going to tell these niggers what you're planning on doing? I mean, just to be fair. Hey, like, yeah, no. We just talked football, you know. Get on our knees, pray to Jesus, you know, that kind of stuff, you know. Like, you're not going to, I mean, to be, I'm just being fair here, okay? You're not going to tell this nigger what your fucking plans are. It's probably better to just take that route of just saying, yeah, we just talk football and, you know, this and that. But to be fair, I don't know how the fuck, you know, if you got all this going on over there, I would have some sort of fence, out here, they have property where you can see like the fence line sometimes, you know, if the property's further back enough and they're painted purple, don't know if you guys know what purple fence means. Purple fence, if you don't know what it means like if you come on the property, you will be shot, right? It's like it's a warning saying don't come on this property or you will be shot. So I'm not sure if he has the ability with his property, if it's set up like that, but seems like kind of wild to have some, you know, some of these niggers just actually pull up to your house like that. And, shame on those girls. Shame on those girls. And I don't blame him for it. Like, listen, man, he's an older guy. So he's not going to be in the face of a bunch of, 20-something-year-old niggers, okay? You got to, when you're in a situation like that, you got to think smart, right? So I'm just being fair here, okay? I understand that he's Christian. I understand that, the KKK is Christian. I understand that he is a pro-white guy. I think his motives are true. But it's just a shame that these niggers find this as some like, new form of entertainment pulling up to people's houses like this. I don't think – I would be stern with them, but I wouldn't be like, obviously chimping out and allowing them to, have a reason to, there's a time and a place for what's going to take place, right? That's what I got to say is there's a time and a place for what's going to take place, and it's not going to be broadcasted on YouTube, if that makes sense. So, but listen, man, he's a white guy. He's tried his best. Unfortunately, I think that, the Christian thing has failed miserably. And it's not going to do anything. We need that tribalism, that anger. But yeah, switching gears. I just want to play that clip. I didn't watch it. How many of you guys have heard of Tim Tebow? One of you heard of Tim Tebow, two if you haven't. Tim Tebow, press one if you heard of him, two if you haven't. I'm trying to be nice to the elders, man. I'm trying to be nice. I would shake Tom's hand one day. I'd give him my honest opinion on it. Man, Tim Tebow is like the ultimate. The ultimate Christ cuck. Like, the poster boy Christ cuck. Okay, the worst. If you don't know who Tim Tebow is, or Tim Hebrew, you're lucky you missed it. This guy is, like, the ultimate, like, Jew worshiper. Like, it's bad. So, take a look at this.
What if I told you a former Heisman Trophy winner, an NFL superstar, and the guy who works in media used to go to the Philippines to perform circumcisions on children without a medical...
What? What'd you say?
Jesus Christ!
Oh my God.
You got a problem with Jesus, bro?
Who said that? Listen.
...star, and the guy who works in media used to go to the Philippines to perform circumcisions on children without a medical license under the guise of being a religious leader.
What? Telling me Tim Tebow, all right, poster boy Christ cuck, went to the Philippines to chop off foreskins? This sounds crazy, man.
What if I told you that person then started a hedge fund, right, and then got money to invest in crypto, and then built technologies that were then used to track missing and lost and abused children? And what if I then told you that was all the same person and it wasn't Jeffrey Epstein? What if I told you it was Tim Tebow, the quarterback, following in his father's footsteps, the man who created Uncle Dick's Christian Mission.
Uncle Dick's Christian Mission? This can't be real. Hold on one second. Gonna have to ask Google about this. Who created Uncle Dick's Christian Mission?
Uncle Dick's Christian Mission was founded by Dick and Jane Welsher. It's a mission and orphanage in the Philippines, providing care for orphaned and neglected children. And is supported by organizations like the Tim Tebow Foundation.
Okay. All right. Seems to be accurate.
In the Philippines, a place that performs medical procedures and allows people like Christian missions, like Tim Tebow, to perform these circumcisions by hand on people without a medical license. And then Tebow can come back to the United States as a savior, saying he had to do it as if doctors don't exist and they couldn't have paid them. I hope this story gets out eventually. Bong.
Whoa. I don't know, guys. One, if you believe it, or two, if you don't. Could this be... Is there a Christian Epstein? Oh, man. Could there be? Yes or no? Could there be a Christian Epstein? Well, we know about the priests. Okay, they got this thing called SAM insurance. I don't know if you guys have heard of SAM insurance. You guys know about SAM insurance? You got the Pope. All right, everyone seems to. You guys don't know about SAM insurance? Okay, let's. We can ask Google. Sometimes it does a better job explaining it than myself. What? Explain to me what SAM insurance is in regards to churches.
SAM insurance for churches, which stands for Sexual Abuse and Molestation Insurance, provides liability coverage. It protects religious institutions from financial loss and reputational damage due to allegations of sexual misconduct by staff, clergy, or volunteers.
SAM insurance. There you go. It's a real thing, like I told you. Okay, it stands for Sexual Abuse and Molestation. So a lot of these churches have this insurance because they have a problem with these weird, creepy Christians touching fucking kids. Okay, so yeah. So if you want to, you know, you hire these fucking weirdos and they start fucking touching kids and shit, they've got an insurance for that. It's called SAM insurance. Really, true story. Yeah, I've learned a lot about this CQ thing. Take a look at this here, guys. Take a look at this story from Tim Tebow himself. Let's take a look here. Tim Tebow with his pops. Take a look.
Dad was in an underground pastor's conference in a country where faith isn't really allowed.
Wait. Your dad was in an underground what? Underground sex ring? Hold on one second.
Dad was in an underground pastor's conference in a country where faith isn't really allowed, and so he's meeting with these pastors underground so they don't get arrested and they can go back to their communities and minister. And in that underground location, men came in with four little girls and started to auction off these four little girls to all of the men that are in this place. And one of the reasons why my dad's one of my greatest heroes and role models, he just can't look the other way. He just says no. No, he took out all the money in his wallet, which was $1,250 for the rest of his trip and to get home. And he purchased the freedom of those four girls. And he called me afterwards. I said, "Hey, Dad, how's the trip going? How you doing?" And he said, "I'm doing okay. What are you up to?" And he said, "I just purchased the freedom of four girls." I'm like, "What are you talking about, Dad?" Not long after I got to fly to that location, you show up and you're thinking all these thoughts like, this is like Taken and Liam Neeson and this is cartels and it's crime families and all of this. By that time, we even had more kids. And by that time, you realize most of these children were sold by their family. Dad.
Okay, bro. How many of you are buying this story, bro? Come on, bro! Hey, yeah, he's just magically at this place where they're selling kids. And he had a whole bunch of cash on him. A whole bunch of cash. Trying to spread Christianity and some legs of some kids. I don't know, man. It's very similar to, like, what I was telling you about, this whole Erica Kirk thing in Romania. Okay, Romania, she had an orphanage. What are you doing being an American woman, like setting up some like orphanage in Romania, right? Where it's like this hub of child trafficking. Why? Why? Randomly of all places, why? Why are you there? Okay, why aren't you doing this in the like Arizona? You're from Arizona. Why don't you do that in Arizona? Tim Tebow, I think you're from Florida, correct? Why aren't you setting these things up in Florida and helping people in Florida? Instead, you're dad's at some place buying children. Like, I'm so confused. I don't know, man. I don't know. Tim Tebow, he's got, you know what I mean? Like, have you ever met someone when they're so nice? You're like, this person's too nice. Press one if you've ever met someone like that where it's like, dude, this guy's like too fucking nice, bro. He's wearing me the fuck out, bro. He's probably got kids in his basement. And press one if you've ever like met someone where they're like overly nice. You know what I mean? They're like way too nice. It's just like, what are you doing? They're like, you know what I mean? It's super duper creepy. It just, I don't know, man. I've ran into people like that before, and they just give me the heebie-jeebies, you know? It's just like, well, I just met you, man. Why are you acting so like nice? Like, we got like gotta kind of like have this like some boundaries here. But it's like, you know, I don't know. They're like they're like, "Hey, how'd you get here? Hey, how are you? Yeah, nice to meet you, bud. Hey, you want something to drink? Hey, yeah, come on down. Yeah, you want to meet my wife? Yeah, isn't she gorgeous? She's a good-looking lady. Yeah, I got a couple kids here. Hey, my little kiddos over here. Come on. Hey, kiddos, got to meet HT over here. Yeah, take a seat. Yeah, hey, HT, do you want brownie? Oh, yeah, you got great brownies. Oh, yeah, they're great chocolate brownies. Yeah, they have walnuts in them and poison. I mean, no poison, but I don't know why I said that. No, I put out some rat poison earlier, but yeah, we got some brownies. You want some brownies? Yeah, just take a seat, bud. Yeah. You want a foot massage? Yeah? You want a foot massage? No, it's not weird if I rub your feet or something like that, right? Right? It's just like, come on, man. You're fucking, dude, like, you're way too nice, bro. All right? Creeping me out, man. You're creeping me out. All right? So I think Tim Tebow's dad's like that. I think that's what's going on here. Oh, man. I'm having all these soft spots right now. Maybe it's because I'm getting older, right? But told you that, you know, what was his name? Conor McGregor was a party animal, and it's good to see Conor McGregor being a father, right? Well, how many of you have ever watched Batman or Top Gun or one of my favorites? I'll be a Huckleberry. Tombstone. Press one if you've seen any of those movies. Press one if you're familiar with Val Kilmer, too, if you don't know who I'm talking about. Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer! Chad. Val Kilmer was the man back in the day, dude. Was he in Heat? That movie Heat with Robert De Niro? I don't know if he's in that one. And I was like, I was kind of let down by Heat. I was like, Robert De Niro, who was it? Al Pacino. I was like, oh, this movie's going to be great. Was he in Heat too? Was he in that one? I'm not sure if he was. My favorite movie of all time? Johnny Utah, man. Point Break. That's like one of my all-time favorites. I thought for sure. I was like, dude, I'm going to be a bank robber one day. This is going to be fucking badass. Surfing, getting babes, and robbing banks. That's the life. All right. So what happened to Val Kilmer? Let's find out before we show this clip. What happened to Val Kilmer? Is he retarded?
Val Kilmer passed away on April 1st, 2025, at the age of 65.
Oh, he's dead?
He did not have intellectual disabilities. His death resulted from long-term health issues following his throat cancer diagnosis in 2014.
What? Val Kilmer's dead? What the fuck? I thought Val Kilmer was alive. How many of you guys did? Press one if you knew Val Kilmer died, or two if you didn't know that. Fuck! Fucking Val Kilmer's dead? Fuck! It's like, it's almost up there with Patrick Swayze. Motherfuckers, why didn't you guys tell me? Someone should have wrote something in my P.O. box and told me. Fucking disappointed with you guys tonight. I'm fucking disappointed. Alright, well, fucking A. This one's for fucking Val Kilmer, son of a biscuit. Whatever. I miss you, Val. That was a good white guy to me, bro. Loved all your movies too, man. Spend all your time waiting. Alright, put some Romans up for Val Kilmer. You think I'm joking? Put some fucking Romans up for Val Kilmer. Now I had to hear it this way from a fucking goddamn Google question on a phone. This is not the way I want to get the news broken to me about Val Kilmer. All right, well, listen, Val Kilmer, I saw this Netflix special on him a while back, and I was like, dude, what happened to him? Is he retarded? And I guess he's not, he wasn't retarded, man, but he was having, like, throat issues. So it's sad seeing this guy go from, like, the number one fucking Chad to, like, having this, like, health issue. So it's pretty crazy. We'll just play a little bit of this.
But, I had ideas, you know, insecurities, obviously, about myself that I projected onto the movie business, just the sounds coming out of my mouth. It was just absurd. Absurdly unrealistic. So apparently, I have an evil twin.
But do you think that people found it difficult to work with you because
of
that?
What's the one past difficult? Impossible?
Impossible.
yeah, I'm kind of blacklisted. I haven't gotten a studio job in 15 years.
15 years, this dude was blacklisted. He was a super asshole.
No, not in a way.
You are?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Are your goal to get back? Or?
Yeah, I'd love to. I've always watched movies and wondered what I'd be like in that part.
If you get back, will you behave in another way? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the way that gets me hired again.
There's a little thing at the end here that I think
is important. I was very outspoken about very specific things about the art.
Mm.
But it's a business.
Mm.
And I acted like it wasn't.
Because you are an actor.
dumb. I was a dumb actor. But I did complain quite a bit when I was younger. I didn't appreciate the business that afforded me the lifestyle that I very quickly enjoyed. Very quickly. I starred in my first movie. I was the lead in the first play I did professionally. And now that I don't have that privilege, you know, I wish that I loved more. I want to be a better person. I try to figure that out every day, and of being more grateful.
All right, there it is, man. That's my favorite part of this whole thing right here.
Out every day and of being more grateful.
Be grateful, man. Be grateful. Life is short. Family's precious. Your health is everything. And, you know, if you're in this chat, you hit the genetic lottery. So no matter how shitty your day is, you know, be grateful that you're white and that you're aware. Compared to all these other people, I know it's one of these things where it's like, it's really hard to like battle this uphill battle that we have with, you know, race and, you know, our people being absolutely retarded and stuff like that. But, you know, there is, you know, moments where you gotta, you know, really, you know, be thankful to where you are at and look at it as an opportunity to help others, you know? And that's what kind of shakes the whole black pill thing away, is that if you're of service to your race, right, it's not really too much like of a bad deal, right? When you change your thinking on it, instead of just being like doom and gloom, you go, all right, well, listen, I gotta adjust this little view that I'm having here, and I need to focus it on my people and what I can do. Because when you get to do something good for your people, right, when someone says, hey, HT, you got me to quit smoking marijuana, or you got me to look into sobriety, or they say, HT, I'm sober because of you. I know that's not true.
True story, Ringo and Holiday did. It get along on the movie set. Michael Biehn said in an interview that he didn't know Val Kilmer, only Doc Holiday.
Ah, yeah, Doc Holliday was one of my favorite characters in movies of all time. But you understand what I'm saying? It's like, thank you, Jeff, boy, white power. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, if you're able to change your thinking and you're able to, like, find some way to be altruistic in this struggle, your life's going to be a lot better, right, than being, like, black-pilled, only thinking about yourself and the problems that you have. When you're able to, like, think about the race and how to help and change your attitude, your life's going to be a lot better. Remind myself to play this to myself tomorrow when I wake up in a shitty mood and I'm not practicing what I preach, okay? Right, Val Kilmer, man. Rest in peace, dude. Love you, man. All right, take a look at this here, guys. I don't know if you saw this. Take a look at this. Here we go. All right, this. I don't know what this guy's like. Hey, bro, film me. I'm lighting a bomb. Something seems a little bit fishy about me. Why? Listen, man, if I'm going to throw a bomb at someone, I'm definitely going to say, get that fucking camera off me. What are you doing? And I'm not going to light the bomb in front of a bunch of fucking police officers. Take a look here. So apparently this guy, some sand nigger, okay, lights the bomb. And I guess he must have ran at least, looks like a block to get to where he's at here. Let's take a look here.
You don't live in New York. You're coming to New York to tell people who belongs in New York and who doesn't belong in New York. We were born and raised in New York, and we want everyone here to
I'll check it out, Bear Whopper.
You don't get to come from outside and then tell everyone else.
I don't know. When you see this in slow motion, see, I saw it in fast motion the first time, and I was like, what the fuck is he throwing, a rock? Apparently, he's throwing a bomb. But now when I'm watching in slow motion, I'm going fake and gay till proven Jewish, and I believe this is Jewish. Press 1 if you think it's legit, 2 if you think it's fake. Wait. 1 if it's real, 2 if it's fake. Did I say Jewish and then fake? Same thing. I don't know, man. It just, first and foremost, you got to think about how far this guy was running, okay, right here. he's way far away from wherever he runs to, and he's got this thing, you know, getting ready to ignite in his hand. And apparently he runs, I don't know, he's got to have run at least, I don't know, another 15, 20, 25 seconds, 30 seconds, right, to get to this point and then jump over this guy's back randomly.
You don't live in New York. You're coming to New York.
Some white Marxist saying, we want all the brown people here.
You have to come from outside and then tell everyone else.
All right, so listen, man, I'm thinking it's all staged. I don't know why they're doing this to promote the war, I'm assuming, and then they're doing this to piss off, I guess, white people, like, because right after that, the I don't know what the mayor of his name's Mamdani, the mayor of New York, went on TV and said this.
Of us were home at the time. This was a...
Hold on. Let's turn it up so you guys can hear it. So the mayor goes on TV, and here we go.
Of us were home at the time. This was a vile protest rooted in white supremacy entitled Stop the Islamic Takeover of New York City. I'm the first Muslim mayor of our city. Anti-Muslim bigotry is nothing.
So, all right, okay. So now this has become a white supremacy issue with this guy throwing a bomb, which just rallies up all the Trump-tards to go, yeah, fuck this Mondavi, and fuck these goddamn Iranians, man. We need to fucking bring the Antichrist for the Jews. Take these goddamn sand niggers out. Can't believe they got a sand nigger running New York City. Even though they're right. Listen, man, a sand nigger shouldn't be running New York City. But this just seems like a trick, like a false dialectic.
We're home at the time. This was a vile protest rooted in white supremacy entitled Stop the Islamic Takeover of New York
City. He's a Pajit?
I'm the first Muslim mayor of our city. Anti-Muslim bigotry is nothing new to me, nor is it anything new for the 1 million or so Muslim New Yorkers who know this city as our home. While I found this protest appalling, I will not waver in my belief that it should be allowed to happen. Ours is a free society where the right to peaceful protest is sacred.
Pee-pee.
It does not belong only to those we agree with. It belongs to everyone. I will defend that right every day that I am mayor, even when those protesting say things that I abhor. Let me also be clear about something else.
There was a Christ cuck protest at the same place?
From protests or counter-protests.
Wait a second. Was this the Lang guy? Was this the guy who's the Jewish guy, the Jewish Christian guy that's chopping off pig heads and barbecuing? Oh, it's all connected? Oh, bro. This is such a psyop, bro. Oh, my God. I didn't know that was connected. Oh, this is totally fake, bro.
Many of the counter-protesters met this display of bigotry peacefully, with a vision of a city that is welcoming to all.
Psyops.
But
here they come.
Did not. Two men, Amir Balat and Ibrahim Kayumi, traveled from Pennsylvania and attempted to bring violence to New York City. They are suspected of coming here.
Look at the necklace.
An act of terrorism. There is video of these two individuals throwing two devices towards the protest. The police department has determined that these were improvised explosive devices made to injure, maim, or worse. Thanks to the swift and decisive actions of NYPD officers at the scene, both men were...
Look at the camera footage. It almost looks like it's like high definition from a movie. Oh, great shot right here. All right, make sure you get him on the ground right here, and make sure that, yeah, this is the shot right here. Look at this shot right here. You got him right here. His eyes look, I mean.
Were immediately taken into custody, and the devices they brought taken off of our streets.
Have him say Allahu Akbar. Make sure he's saying Allahu Akbar, screaming it from the rooftop. This is great TV right here.
Who were on
Wag site. The dog. All right, so obviously some wag the dog shit's going on, right? We can all see it. Obviously, if this Lang guy's involved with it, definitely. Shit, now I want the clip. Now I want to see the clip. Man, has anyone got the Jeff Lang? Or what's his name? Jake Lang? Has anyone got that? Someone drop in the chat if you got it. Let me see if we got that clip here. We're going to have to improvise and put that into the show because obviously if that's going on, this guy's like, oh my God, such a clown. taking all the talking points too. Like Jake Lang, I know he's a fucking Jew. He's saying everything pro-white, and he's a Jewish guy and speaking up for the replacement, but he's a Jew pushing Christian nationalism. So it's obviously some sort of a psyop to steal our talking points. All right, here we go. We're moving all this around here. Okay. Does anyone have a clip? No one? No clip? There's videos of him running away? Hmm. Well, I guess we'll have that on standby. All right, we're going to move along here. We're going to move along. The Virginia Senate has officially sent an assault weapons ban to Span Berger's desk. The bill bans new purchases of assault weapons and magazines over 15 rounds. This sounds like California. Its author is State Senator Saddam Aslam Salam, who was born in Bangladesh. Oh my goodness, they are just really wanting us to just, you know what time it is. Can you believe this, man? These fucking shitskins coming in here saying you do not have the right. You do not have the right to have weapons. SAR. So he says that you're not allowed to have active clubs either, this guy? Well, this is not looking good for Virginia. Is Virginia a blue state? I thought Virginia was a red state. What's going on here? Seems to have gotten a little bit crazy over there, huh? Okay, what is going on here? Take a look at this. We got some more. One, if you're here for the long haul. Two, if you got other things to do. One, here for the long haul. Two, you got other things to do. It's turned blue. It's purple. We call it purple. Is it officially blue? All right. Hopefully, you guys are hanging out for the long haul. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. It's Mud Shark Monday. All right. All right. Do. Okay. Taking a look at this. You guys have ever heard of White Date? Press one if you heard of White Date. Two, if you have one, you heard of WhiteDate.com. It's a good idea. It's a good idea. But unfortunately, WhiteDate.com got hacked. It got hacked. And now this is what's going on.
This is a white supremacist dating site nicknamed Tinder for Nazis. We analyzed membership data leaked by an anonymous hacker.
And what a race traitor 500 Canadians, this guy is.
Including profiles belonging to members of the Canadian military.
Should we be concerned?
They are getting access to training.
Look at how they're using white people to demonize white people. Brilliant. Clip was in the chat. What chat?
Weapons, secure intelligence.
Pieces of shit.
Okay, so White Date has been around since 2017.
All right, we're going to have to hold this White Date for a second here, okay? I want to tie in this Jake. Let's wrap up this Jake Lang thing real quick. Give me 1 second. Okay, copy. Okay, hold on. Okay, White Date. We're going to move this over here. Let's try this. Let's see if this is the correct clip here. Okay. Come on now. Come on. Move along. Move along. Okay, here it is. Look at the way he frames this. Oh, my God. Wow. How do you know he's Jewish? The way he writes. I survived an assassination attempt by these two Muslim men. The homemade bomb they threw landed 3 feet in front of me. The detonator failed to ignite because God is on the throne of my life. We will never surrender to Islam. All right. Look at him dropping the 3 in there. Look, he's got 3. And then he's got, I survived. Hail Christ. Something seems a little bit odd here, guys. I didn't even hear. There's no explosion, conveniently. No explosion. Bunch of cops running towards a bomb. I don't know. Seems a little bit weird. Seems a little bit staged. Seems a little bit Jewish.
All right. And I don't really care who blows up in that scenario. Let's be honest. Okay.
They are getting access to training.
Thanks for the clip.
Weapons, secure intelligence.
Okay, so Whitedate has been around since 2017, and its terms of service says people with non-white genetics aren't allowed on the site.
Big deal.
This isn't just about dating preferences. Whitedate is based around the idea that white people need to preserve a pure bloodline.
Nordic people are dying out, and within 200 years, there won't be a person left on this planet that we could call white.
Members are often open about their beliefs in their profiles.
Yeah, so what I'm looking at is obvious white supremacist symbology.
Look how they're using white people to just, you know, as a battering ram against their own people.
When you look at the profiles,
this guy's probably a Jew, though.
Where you can select what kind of ideology you hold, including a variety of white supremacist ideologies that are very blatant and very obvious.
Is it possible, given what you said, that some of the people on it may not have known exactly what they were signing up for?
I would find it extremely difficult to believe.
An anonymous hacker leaked the site's user list and deleted its databases as part of a talk at a conference in Germany. The leak includes thousands of profiles, which we investigate using tools like Host Industries and DarkSide. And we find members of the Canadian military. This is Brogan Hale. We find he's a Navy reservist. We know it's him on Whitedate.
This should be illegal to do, man. This is fucking wild.
Shower time, 69 cent, $5.
Hey, bro, appreciate it.
I express my hate for these people. These weak-ass race traitors are in a serious need of a boot party.
All it's going to take is one race traitor to swing from a tree and be lit on fire, right? Really get, you got to put the fear of gods in them, right? That's what needs to happen. All it takes is one.
Because the leaked data shows he created his account in Esquimalt, BC. On LinkedIn, we see that Hale took a naval security team course in Esquimalt around the same time period. His social media history is pretty explicit. On his ex account, he says, "Keep Canada white."
Go for it.
Shares swastikas and says,
"When I was a kid, they literally showed me late night commercials of blackpeoplemeat.com, so I don't see the big fucking deal."
It's not a big fucking deal. It's just these fucking Jews are, like I said, it's illegal to be white. It's openly, it's not official, but it is. You know, if you read between the lines, it's illegal to be white. It's illegal to exist.
We should use bioweapons against Indians.
That's based. He said we should use bioweapons against Indians. Not a bad idea. They are a bioweapon themselves.
Of course, in Esquimalt around the same time period. His social media history is pretty explicit. On his ex account, he says, "Keep Canada white," shares swastikas, and says we should use bioweapons against Indians. We also find Whitedate profiles for other military members.
Imagine fighting for your country and then fucking having to come home and deal with this dumb shit.
Don't have as much social media history for them, but we know they were on the site. Like this account from Ottawa with the username Jim. Searching the profile's email address brings up his LinkedIn, revealing his real name, Brandon Longpre. He's a corporal with the Governor General's Foot Guards. That's the senior reserve infantry regiment in Canada, based in Ottawa. Then there's this profile. It's pretty clear. It says, "I'm a communications engineering officer with the Royal Canadian Air Force." We link the profile to Tristan Armstrong. And get this. According to his Facebook, he now works on the Future Fighter Capability Project, Canada's effort to buy new warplanes.
Should we be concerned about these people being in the military?
Yes, absolutely. Whenever you have an extremist in the military, particularly a white supremacist, there is reason for concern. They are getting access to training, weapons, secure intelligence that is not meant to
be. Oh, this gets me angry!
Classified.
We reach out to all of them over email, but none of them respond. We also reach out to the military, and it tells us it's investigating, because service members' online behavior is supposed to reflect the military's values and ethos.
When somebody is in the Canadian Armed Forces, they're held to a higher standard of conduct than a civilian would be. And that extends not just in what they do, let's say, on base, but the views that they might express elsewhere in their lives.
We also found dating profiles for some notable Canadian white supremacists, people we've previously covered. Like Lane Palmer, an organizer with a neo-Nazi conference, Exiles of the Golden Age. and Sean Bouvet McDonald, a leader in multiple Canadian white supremacist groups. He openly calls himself a Nazi and praises Hitler.
Based.
If you see anything you want us to investigate, reach out at vi@cbc.ca.
Fucking faggots. Faggot! All right, what are we doing with the show, guys? Are you still here for long haul? You better be. Let's take a look here. We got some things to
you
cover.
You
want to
try to get into my computer?
What's up, man?
Child
Thank you, bro. My bear.
Go for
my
it.
Bear.
Let's be honest. We all understand why they are afraid of white's tribalism. They are fighting harder than ever. That's how we know it's not over.
Yeah, that's
Keep
true.
Keep up the pressure.
Yep.
White fucking power.
I'm telling you, dude, listen, man. I'm telling you the strategy that I think is that we all got to get, well, for people that I'm close with, trying to get to Woolen County, be within like 20, 30 minutes, 45 minutes tops of each other, start influencing the county door to door. I really do believe that the anti-white agenda must be called out at city councils, not making threats, but strictly saying that, hey, you know, there is a plan to genocide our people. We're not going to sit around and take it lightly. Right. There's tons of content to be able to go in there and illustrate your points, you know, to the city council. And it's not about the city council changing anything. It's about people seeing it online and being motivated to do it. Right. That's what it's about. So I'm not expecting change from the city council. I'm expecting these people to be fucking absolute race traitors. But what would happen was this would start becoming normalized. Right. Like the flyers. Right. The flyers got out there. They became normalized. People started doing them like crazy. The problem is that people were able to be anonymous doing the flyers, where if you were to do city council, it's pretty much we need people to be masked off. Be willing to risk it. Be willing to say, hey, you know, here's who I am. This is what I believe. And more white people like myself are going to feel brave enough to speak out, because we have got to. We're not going to sit around and let you guys extinct us. It's not okay. And it's not fair for our children and our ancestors who built this nation. So if you think we're going to go out without a fight, you're fucking crazy. And you're committing treason on us. So therefore, you being a part of that tyrannical government, there's going to be consequences for your actions. Simple things like this just need to be addressed, you know, publicly. All right, so let's keep it moving. Robbie J, what's up, man?
Jew, 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 Jew.
Jew, Jew, Jew. Yeah, Jew, Jew, Jew. All right. Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. All right. I found I found this lady. Take a look at this. Mm-mm-mm. You're going to like this one.
I lost my Facebook page, my verified page. Y'all think that ain't no big deal, but I lost about $10,000 a week. When that hacker came in a year ago, it took a lot of finances because I'm an empire.
Wow, can you believe it? Doesn't that sound familiar? She got hacked too. Can you believe that? These Christians, I don't know what it is, man. These Christians just don't know how to set up a proper password. But apparently she got hacked, and looks like the community, the church community that she's running is going to have to pay for it. Here we go. Take a look here. One more time.
Hello. I lost my Facebook page, my verified page. Y'all think that ain't no big deal, but I lost about $10,000 a week. When that hacker came in a year ago, it took a lot of finances because I'm an empire. I got a lot of companies. I got all this stuff, not from you, but because my hustle is holy. You hear me?
Hustle is holy. Let's go. What's up, Go-To Goy?
I'm leading by example. Y'all better want to see me blessed. You got hacked. And everything dried up like that. And I heard the Lord say, this is all for a reason. Facebook was making you small. It was making you... What's that word?
There's no people room familiar for the Jewish population.
TND, what's up, bro? Will not this... Wait for it. This gets better.
Scamming Jew-loving niggers.
Yes. TND, just wait for this. Just wait for this. It gets better.
This is all for a reason.
I found a gold mine. This chick's a gold mine.
It was making you... What's that word? When people are familiar with you. Common. Familiar. Where I'm taking you, they can't see you as this. In order for them to honor you and trust you, they got to see you here. I said, oh, Jesus. I lost my...
Okay, so, all right, there's one. Here we go, the next one. This is her a little bit later.
And with the 900 credits.
Listen to this fucking bitch. She must have been a stripper. Hey, this is dangerous. You give a stripper a Bible, and this is what happens.
I want a man with the 900 credit score. Yours is 200? I want a man that got it going on that can read and pray for me. You don't pray for yourself. I want a man that can pray for me, Kim. You know most men don't pray loud. You do know that, right? You ready to divorce him because he don't pray out loud? But because we're walking around with this spirit of social media culture, they got a whole bunch of phony baloney people up there putting up these reels, going and acting like they at the beach with a Hermes bag that ain't even real. And now you hate your whole life. And when you begin to hate your life, you begin to live late. You don't show up for yourself. You don't show up for yourself. You don't show up for yourself. And when you don't show up for yourself and take care of yourself, you just deplete everybody around you. They can't even be in your presence because you're wearing us out. Well, this is me. Take it or leave it. We leaving it.
All right. Obviously, she's got Jesus Christ in her life, and she's got a real man. She's got a real man.
If I didn't pour into him, but I'm always pouring into y'all. It's like he feels like he's out here and I'm not covering him at all. He's over here fighting the spirits because he's my covering. And if I'm not pouring back into him and I'm not speaking life into him, if his confidence made me not speak life over him because I'm one of those women that have been so broken that if I tell him how good he is, then he may leave me like the other ones left me. That's not the way God created me in this relationship. In this relationship, I realized that I got to do things differently. I got to water him.
Water that nigger.
Love into him.
You got to water that nigger.
I call him my king. I pray over him. I talk about what a man of God he is. I tell him what a great father he is to his two kids. It's our job, even for your own fathers, to pick up the phone, even if they weren't in. If I didn't.
There it is. She's a Christ shark. Christ shark. Oh. Oh, man. All right, let's keep it going. Let's keep the show going. Here we go. Take a look at this. Do a little clip of here.
We've always had blasphemy laws. It's not whether, but which. And I'm not saying some kid who says JC should go to jail, but like the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence gyrating in front of a man dressed up like Christ on a cross in a public parade. Believe it or not, jail. Right away, jail.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
I would.
Nutricell, powering the new Christian right.
Yeah!
Shower time, 69 cent, $5. I have to go get some sleep now.
Appreciate it, man.
I got to get up early to go work so the kikes in Israel can steal my money. Hail height, hail the chat, and hail the white race.
Oh, man, white power, dude. Thanks for the love and support, dude. Have a good night's sleep. All right, listen. Did you know that Jake Shields is sitting down with this guy? Jake Shields and Joel Webbin. What is going on here? Jake Shields and Joel Webbin. Press 1 if I should call Jake Shields right now. Or 2 if I should let him off the hook. I think it's time we pressure him. We need to come up with a follow-up. Are we getting this interview Wednesday or what? Everyone's going nuts right now. 10,000 people watching the show. It's under 500. All right, we gonna do it? All right, let's do it. Fucking Jake Shields, motherfucker. Put him on blast. Fucking motherfucker. What's this guy's name? Joel Webbin?
Yo,
dude, we're live right now. The chat wants to know when's the interview coming out.
What is today? Monday? I'm gonna come back if I can fly back right now. I fucking barely slept, but I'm gonna get on Ron. I'll get to fucking try to get it out Wednesday.
All right, listen, man. There's a rumor going around that you're doing some.
You're right about Pauly Shore, by the way.
I was right about Pauly Shore.
Yeah, he's cool, but about the J part.
No, oh, yeah, he's Jewish. Yeah. What about Joel Webbin, man? I hear he's trying to baptize you.
He's cool.
Did you actually do an interview with him?
Yeah, no, I did an interview with him for his show a couple days ago. He's cool, though.
Okay.
He's anti-Zionist, at least.
Okay, cool. All right, so
I kind of feel like you got to unite with these guys. I know you disagree, but I feel like it's like you're not going to snap out of it.
But let
me pass the whole.
Let me ask you this, Jake: is Jesus Jewish?
Fuck no.
Jesus isn't Jewish?
It's better to say he's not, in my view.
Oh, wait, it's better to lie?
Kind of.
Listen, man, I can't beat you in a fight, but I'll kick your ass in arm wrestling, you motherfucker. What are you talking about?
They lie about everything. On a positive note, you see the fuckers getting bombed tonight?
Well, no, I haven't. But dude, what's going on? Jake, Jesus is a Jew, man. Stop trying to shift the conversation, bro.
No, okay, let's look at all. Religion's mostly a lie, so why not just lie more?
No, that's not the right way to do it, bro. That's tricking white people into being submissive.
You gotta do both ways, though, because some of these guys aren't gonna snap out of it.
Dude, you've got. Well, come on. All right, listen, man.
I think some of these guys can't live without it.
All right, here's the deal. I went on your show. Now, I got to have you come on my show. Are you willing to take that challenge?
I'm down.
You're down?
When do you usually go on?
We'll plan it whenever you're free.
You and I, right?
Whenever you're free, just me and you.
I'm going to be traveling in a couple weeks. I need to be like this next week or I'll be gone for a couple weeks after that.
Okay. We'll figure it out. But, yeah, so probably more than likely Wednesday. You'll follow up with me on that?
Yeah. What time do you film?
Well, I usually go live at like 9 p.m. Eastern, but I want to do a watch party, so I got to kind of. So if you do release it, I got to know because I want to air it for the
okay,
audience.
I'll alert my views. I'll try to get it out on Wednesday.
All right, cool, good deal.
It's gonna be a tough end in for the multiple YouTube, and we'll do obviously a Rumble one, but I want to do a YouTube one too because there's like more views and shit on there for the YouTube, the Spotify. So we'll have to do two versions. It's gonna be a tough end, and I'll tell them to fuck get on it right now.
Okay.
I just haven't edited another hell of a tough episode.
But all right.
I'll tell them. Right after you have the phone, I'll text them to get that shit ready.
Yeah, and remember, I gotta link all my shit because I gotta get people to come check out my show.
Okay, so you're right. You need to give warning. I'll hit him up right now. And I'll confirm tomorrow morning if he can get ready.
Cool.
By Wednesday.
Thank you. So, appreciate it.
All right.
Jesus is a Jew. Right. White power.
Yeah.
All right.
Christ is king.
No, he's not king of the Jews, bitch. Fuck you. All right. Fucking asshole. All right, man. Oh, dude. Looks like I'm going to have to fight Jake Shields. Fucking shit. Fucking hell. What the hell is going on, bro? What's going on here? Did you hear it? Jake just got caught red-handed. He's like, you just gotta lie more, bro. No. No. He did admit it, though. You gotta give him that. He at least admitted it. Jesus, Jim. Oh, man. He's like, yeah, I'm lying. I don't know, guys. I don't know. I'm kind of excited for this interview now. There's a little bit of hype behind it, but I haven't been hyping it up that much. Hopefully get some viewers, huh? You think people will go from Jake Shields watching his podcast to come over here and watch this shit? I hope. I don't think I was entertaining enough. I wasn't doing like, you know, filters or OME TV. I'm a little bit insecure about it. I'm like, I don't know if this interview was even good enough to get people, but I really do hope we get a whole bunch of people checking it out, man, because it was a fun time. Look, man, I had a great time, and Jake was super duper nice. He took all of us out to eat and shit. It was a good time. So overall, the experience was awesome. So I'm just grateful for that. When is it coming out? Should be coming out Wednesday. That's what he said. He said Wednesday, but I have his producer's a Christian. So, you know, he knows about me.
Go for it.
Right.
At the very least, he admitted it was a lie.
He did. He did admit it was a lie. We have it here. It's documented, right? Let's see. Already go to go. Where are we at with the show right here? We got 20 minutes left. Are you guys still here for the long haul? Are we fucking doing this? All right. I don't want to see this jiggling fag anymore. Let's take a look at this, man.
Mm-hmm. I ain't finna argue with a bitch that ain't got shit to lose but they cell phone, they ID, and they social security.
The underlying tragedy of hip-hop hypnosis is the destruction of language.
Yes.
Now, this woman probably spoke with more eloquence when she was in fifth grade.
Exactly.
But unfortunately, she has trained herself to, unfortunately, talk like a moron.
And exactly.
It's painful to witness, and it's painful to hear. The best thing we can do is snap the youth out of this trance and for future generations to understand that when you listen to moron music, on repeat, behavior modification through repetition produces a state of hypnosis where, unfortunately, language is literally destroyed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we have hip-hop hypnosis, and we've got Hebrew hypnosis, okay? So these are the two things that we're fighting for our race in order to survive. Hip-hop hypnosis, Hebrew hypnosis, okay? So if we are able to wipe out these two forms of hypnosis, the white race will go straight to the top. Straight to the fucking top, just like this, okay? But we need to knock out both, because if you think that Uyghurism isn't a problem, you are incorrect, okay? Christianity is a big problem, but right close second is Uyghurism, right? It should be illegal. It should be absolutely illegal. I totally agree with you on that. Now, we're going to go a little... You guys want to go in a time machine? Let's go in a time machine. One of my favorite pro-white, white nationalists, Mr. Tom Metzger, put him up. Let's go. Hail Tom Metzger. Fuck Geraldo Geraldo, or whatever. Geraldo. Geraldo. Rivera. Not this guy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. As I am sure you already know, and as you're about to see visual evidence of, right here we are, the people living in a divided nation. Racial hate crimes are off the charts. The Southern Poverty Law Center reports that there are now 346 white supremacist groups in our country. That represents a 27% increase in just the last year.
Browbeating us. SPLC suing me. Two lawsuits right now. Fuck the SPLC.
There's one man who I think it's fair to say finds it good news. In fact, he dedicates his time, his energy, and his money to promoting racial crises. Some even say racial crimes. His name is Tom Metzger.
Hail!
He is the director of WAR. That stands for the White Aryan Resistance Movement. Sitting next to Tom, I'm going to break from normal tradition and introduce everyone at once, is his son John. John is truly a chip off the old block. He too works for WAR. If you recognize John, it may be because he was the touch point for the riot on our stage with the neo-Nazis a couple years ago.
That you remember this guy? Yes! Do you remember when the chairs were flying? He was the guy that Geraldo was getting into. I remember. Okay. The chairs were flying that Geraldo episode. He was the guy that was on stage. I remember that now. Okay.
The touch point for the riot on our stage
that was
with
awesome.
The neo-Nazis a couple of years ago. Sitting next to John is Kirk Lyons. Kirk is
an attorney.
Who defends white supremacists.
I've spoke to Kirk on the phone. I've spoke to this guy on the phone before, asking for some legal help in Georgia.
Clients include men who have beaten or killed blacks, Jews, and gays. On the other side, one of the most vocal and outspoken leaders of black America today is the Reverend Al Sharpton.
He's a lot older now. Oh, my God. Look at this fat nigger. This looks like Jabba the Hutt with a fucking wig. Holy shit. Look at this fucking thing. Bro, look at this fucking thing, bro. Oh, my God. Jeez Louise.
New York, Reverend Sharpton says that the Metzgers and their buddy Kirk are cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
Sister Soldier, you probably recognize her as well. She's
Sister Soldier. Oh, shit. She finna lay down a beat, nigga.
List rap stars. What concerns Sister Soldier most, she says, is that supremacists are expressing the views of most white Americans. Now, that is, her view. I don't know if that's the majority view. Ralph Wiley, a frequent guest, is the author of Why Black People Tend to Shout. Ralph says that white supremacists have long been part of America. He says education is the
best. Blame it on Whitey.
Right-wing extremists. Tom, are you elated?
Why black people chip out?
In terms of the number of
would have sold more copies.
Hate groups, the 27% increase in just 12 months?
Well, of course, hate group is a subjective term, but I feel that it's quite interesting that multiculturalism, which we knew would fail, is failing. It is not a concept that will work in this country.
Are you winning?
We're winning, yes.
Reverend Sharpton, how do you view the... most people would say alarming increase in hate groups in our country.
Well, I think that we must deal with the fact that...
Yes, I did. This is from it.
About it is that they're getting away with crimes. not only are they increasing, they are getting away with murder. They're getting away with assault. It is being justified by the highest levels of government. This man and his son don't threaten me.
Look at the micro level of this. You have the Jew hosting the white and black clash. It's the Jew show, and we're just a part of it. The fucking niggers and whites. Here, goy, go fight with each other, right? While this fucking kike makes money.
It is the Buchanans, the Dukes. It is those that have institutionalized politics that are really the spiritual fathers of these guys. These guys are just the street troopers. Nobody sane would follow them. But it's the people that they are the stormtroopers of, who have judges in robes that excuse them. That's the real threat, and that's the real terror that I feel.
Sister Soldier, do you believe that the Metzgers...
Can Sister Soldier speak English?
Lions here
one,
are just the tip
yes,
of the iceberg.
Two,
do you believe
no.
that this racial extremism is much more pervasive than we think?
I think it depends on what you define as extreme.
Oh, shit.
I define all forms of racism as being extreme.
Shit.
I define it as being extreme that if you went to any courthouse, any place in the country, that the majority of men that would be held prisoner would be young black men. And the majority of people that are making money off of the fact that they're going to prison or that they're being prosecuted are white people. So I consider that as extreme as actual physical attacks, because it eliminates 25% of our population.
Shut up, nigger.
John,
is 2.0 working okay? Yes or no?
You function, I guess, as his secretary, more or less, with the white Aryan resistance. Are you finding...
What a little backhanded thing to say. Oh, yeah, you're just a little nobody in your father's shadow, and you're essentially his secretary.
Great success among young white men, especially.
Men and women. Yes, I feel a lot of unity, and it's amazing the changes over the last 5 years with how pure racism is really gone, in a good sense, and how professional these young kids are coming out of urban cities.
So 2.0 is fucking up.
I don't understand really what do you mean by pure racism?
I'm amazed that what we were saying 5 years ago is almost fact now and accepted regarding immigration, non-white problems, gangs. Of course, the United States government is.
This is like 30 years ago.
Problem at the moment.
Oh, so you agree then with Reverend Sharpton that the problem is the government?
Well, what's funny is he tends to bash on the wrong type of people. We're not in the White House, so obviously we're not the ones running the show. I agree. We are still going against the same people, the white elite, some of the non-white elite as politicians and in the government, and Jews and various ethnic groups. So his enemy is our enemy also.
Tom, how does it feel sitting next to one of
I don't think the nigger could understand that.
Well, it means not much different to me than sitting by many people of that type I've sat beside. I think that I must give him credit for believing what he believes, standing up for what he believes, and taking the flack, because I know how that works. I'm a white separatist, not necessarily a white supremacist. I'm trying to say that the only future for the black race is the same future for the white race. They work for their best interests, and we work for ours. We're not for exploiting anyone.
Ralph, you want to react? He's not a white supremacist necessarily. He is a separatist. Does that make it easier to swallow?
Well, you don't really need me here, Geraldo. You got Sister here. You got Al here. You don't need me. I'm like the hydrogen bomb that you would drop on a flea circus to bring me here for the people under the stairs. I mean, what you got to understand
what,
is
nigger?
These people went to a sperm bank, one of the proliferation of sperm banks, to donate. They'd be rejected because their IQs aren't high enough. Their eyes aren't the right color blue.
Wow.
See, when you start dealing with racism and separatism, what, you're going to only stay with your sister and your brother? What's that going to lead to? What kind of deformities are those going to lead to? I mean, what kind of world do these people live in? What kind of fear do they have?
And are they really separatists? I mean, if he wants to stay by himself, he married by himself, raise his own family, that's no problem. But if he wants to do all of that, yet I must pay the taxes, I must fight his
wow,
war.
Wow, this nigger
I must,
has the nerve
his prisons.
To talk about
the population.
Taxes. Prison.
There's a big difference.
Being paid by
he
niggers.
He wants to be separatist at our expense. If he wants to be separate, fine. But do that at your own expense, pay all your tax, fight all your wars, put your kids in jail, and don't ask us to contribute anything. But I think it's the height of arrogance and ignorance after 400 years of us building a country, never getting paid, to turn around now and say, I want to be alone. But when I need something in the Persian Gulf, I will draft you at disproportionate numbers. I will tax you.
I don't
comment on that.
How does this even make sense?
We were 100% against the adventures in the Iraqi war.
Al Sharpton is mini fat Shaq.
Yeah, he does look like Shaq. He does look like a little mini fat Shaq. Osama bin Laden, thank you.
We were against the adventures in Panama and Central America. Our association is against these economic foreign wars, and we don't believe you should go fight them either, because if the economic interests want to fight them, let the corporate leaders go fight the war. I think there's many areas that we have agreement that we should sit down and talk about it.
Louis, Kirk Lyons, what do you think of Louis Beam, the man convicted of, you know, beating gays, wasn't it? And
no, he was put on trial for trying to overthrow the government and was acquitted in Fort Smith, Arkansas in 1988. I think that he's the boogeyman, just like the Metzgers are the boogeyman that every media publicity man loves. This is, you can conveniently dump on him, you can persecute him, you can take away his rights, and you can make a lot of money doing it. He's a very vitriolic critic of our government and our society. And he was persecuted for his beliefs. The government tried to put him away for preaching and believing what he does and what he speaks about. And they tried to silence basically a whole spectrum of political thought in a big kangaroo Stalinist show trial in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Did you really get married in a Nazi church?
I got married at the Church of Jesus Christ Trichin in Hayden Lake, Idaho, yes.
That's Butler's church.
That's Butler's church.
A neo-Nazi affiliate. Are you a neo-Nazi?
It was a Scottish wedding with...
But are you a neo-Nazi? I guess that's the
question. No, I'm an unreconstructed Southerner. From Texas.
Now you blame the media. Now, Ralph Wiley, don't you also blame the media for the spread of white supremacy and separatism?
Yeah, most people are ignorant of history. You know, when you
this
look at the
nigger's
Sphinx,
high.
You know, people can say, well, a lot of white people, Andrew Hacker has a book out now called Two Nations, Separate, Unequal, Hostile, something like that. And he says a lot of white people, really in the back of their minds, these guys in the front of their minds, think, well, maybe black people were suited to be our underlings. Maybe there's a reason you can think that is when you look at the Sphinx, 5,000 years old, you just
what
see an obliterated face.
About?
You don't know that Napoleon blew the Sphinx's face off and that the Sphinx looked a little like Oprah Winfrey.
Oh
now, if you
God.
Were there looking at that today, you could not have feelings.
This nigger's high on crack.
In fact, you might bend your knee and say, thank you, sir. Thank you for teaching me what I know. And my problem with the separation is, where do you want to be separated? If you want to go to Greenland and be separate, fine. Finland, Iceland, there's a lot of places. But don't tell me that I've invented why the shoes you have on your feet this very moment were invented by a black man.
Oh, my God.
The shoes
God.
You have on your feet this very moment were invented by a black man. But you don't know that because you're ignorant of the history of this country. So to try to...
But you didn't pay for the shoes. I mean, that's what I'm mad about. You can wear them, but you should pay for them.
Well, there's just as many black separatists in this country as there are white separatists.
None of which are in power.
They're not on the stage, but...
None of which are in power
there has
on
been,
no stage.
There has been ongoing dialogue for a long time between white separatists and black separatists, and I think we get along quite well.
I think there's a difference. I think there's a misunderstanding here.
You know what I think? Okay, Barrett Waffen brings up a good point. It's like this this civil back and forth. I think people, yeah, I think we're past this. You know, I think white people need to be like, listen, you people are aggressive. You're dumb. You don't make anything productive. We're tired of you. We freed you. We want nothing to do with you. You're scum. Okay. And the party's over, nigger. I think that's what needs to happen. I think, like, white people have done their best to try to be nice about this whole situation with these niggers. But, you know, being kind to them only shows – when you're kind to these fucking niggers, it only shows weakness.
About power and about capitalism right. and about how racism really works. Because when you're talking about separating and not
it's like dealing with
those countries
children.
That you say you don't support intervention.
You have to discipline
the way
them.
That white people in this country stay on top is by intervening in countries of people of color and dominating and oppressing those people. So staying separate is a different issue than who controls the government, who controls the foundation of economics, who controls the military, and who controls the educational system, which controls the minds of the population throughout the world.
You're confusing two different problems here. You're confusing the adjunct of the two things, the churches, the religious people wanting to go into the third world, and the economic corporation people, and they will use racism for their ends, but they are not pure in the racist idea that we are. We do not believe in economic exploitation and that type of thing.
I'm talking about
but they will use it only when it serves their purpose.
I'm talking about
we are that way all the time. We are racist.
Is it starting to sound like a love fest here? I want Tom and John, I want to ask you this question. You have a judgment in excess of $12 million. Everyone is agreeing that the white government is the problem here. Tom and John, you have a judgment in excess of $12 million against you because you have been found guilty or you have been found in a civil suit. You have been found liable of inciting racists to go up and kill someone, in this case, an Ethiopian student in Portland, Oregon. Are you now bankrupt, Tom?
I would say so. That appeal will soon be heard in the Portland or the Oregon Supreme
Court. They sued him.
And we will be vindicated.
Did it drive you to your knees, John? Are you on the verge of going out of business?
Not whatsoever. Matter of fact, our newspaper, published bimonthly, has doubled in the number of pages that it produces. Our Race and Reason show, since the day we were served with the summons until today, plays to 21 states, 56 cities.
How will you pay a $12 million judgment? There's a $1 million judgment against you personally.
I would... Exactly. Every day, just the interest alone is $500 extra thrown on the tab. But what's funny is, actually, if you want to use the word persecution, which I don't like using that much because it gets abused, is I would be afraid if they stopped coming at us in various ways, trying to screw us up in courts, because it seems like maybe we wouldn't be able to expand. I mean, what I'm trying to say is we do better, you know, at the other end of the barrel of the gun, I think.
But, Tom, what about the fact that a court has found that you incited murderous violence, that you personally, the man sitting on my stage right now, incited someone to go kill somebody?
Well, that's an insult to my intelligence, because I would advocate that all the Ethiopian people that have been brought to this country be returned in mass, but I wouldn't be foolish enough to go around and say we're going to start beating them to death one at a time.
Would you pay them for the labor they did in this country?
If these other people will pay the taxes to white slavery and white indentured servants, where there are just as many brought to this country, even before the black people. You are miseducated in your schools about the history of the Irish and poor Europeans
Ethiopians
that were brought here.
You would return Ethiopians. Would you pay them for the work that they did?
No.
What work?
They've been paid already. They're
paid,
here.
Paid with what?
I think
they get a paycheck.
Geraldo, I think that it's real ethnocentric for this person to say that people should be returned. Because if we all returned originally where we came from, they would not be here either.
Oh, wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the stupid nigger scum. Ah, rest in peace, Tom Metzger.
Hi, I'm Tom Metzger, your host for Race and Reason.
All right, that's going to wrap it for Mud Shark Monday. Hopefully you guys enjoy the show. Shout out to Donawa for making it happen. Woo! Woo! Yeah, so kindness gets you nowhere unless it's with your own people. All right, that's the lesson of the show tonight. Uh-huh. Yep, that's the lesson of the show. Stop being nice to non-whites. It does nothing for you. It's actually a sign of weakness. All right, hopefully you guys enjoyed the show tonight. Thank you for everyone that supported it, and thank you for everyone that supported it all throughout the week that led to this bonus show. You know who you are. Big rumbles up for Dodo Waffen. Appreciate you. The chat appreciates you. I appreciate you. Thank you. All right. We got, let's read some of these. We got CQ Radio coming up next. hold tight. If you want to learn more about the Christian question, we'll be covering that tonight. We have Osama Bin Laden, who supported the show. Chrono supported the show. TND, thank you so much, man. Hopefully I'll see you soon. Robbie J, White Power, Barrett Waffen, as always. Robbie J, as always, thank you guys. Chrono, appreciate it. Jaff Boy, big love and support, as always, man. White Power to all you guys. We got Dirty Mike and the Waffen, White Power. We got Tone. We got Litton, my man. See you guys. See a bunch of you guys this weekend. Look forward to it. We got Jaff Boy, Blood for Oil, Billy Bats, and then over on the Power chat thingamajigger, Nigger Bigger. We got Shower Time. Big thank you. Big time. Bunch of times. Blood for Oil. Thank you. The Fake Nazario account. And Return to Europa. My man. Appreciate it. Big time. And Eric Kerr. White Power, guys. Thank you guys so much. All right. Now, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. So get sober. Stay sober. White man. All right. CQ Radio coming up next. Shout out to the best chat in the world. Coming to the best show on the planet. Mom, Dad, thanks for making me. My stepdad, Brian, thanks for being a part of my life. Love you guys. Remember, gratitude and happy birthday. 1 year sober, honky tomorrow. Be on the lookout. I might be doing a race and recovery space on X. I'll share it on my Telegram, all right? Race and recovery. More than likely, I'll be launching that tomorrow for honky, all right? You guys have a wonderful night, and I'll see you guys Wednesday right around the corner. Too soon. Too soon. All right. Thank you, Mechanical Rooster. White Power, bro. Earl Turner, thank you. Zangango! Whoosh! Thank you, guys. CQ Radio coming up next. Camera one, we are done. And I Spy Jew, thank you, sister, for all your love and support, too. Camera two, fuck the Jews. Hail Hitler, hail the white race, hail Europa, hail all of our brothers trying to get sober and fight for the white race. And all of our brothers that are sober, striving for the white race. All the pro-white activists fighting for the white race and all the families making pro-white children for the white race. I love you guys big time. I couldn't do this without you. I appreciate you. Stick around for CQ Radio, and I'll see you guys on Wednesday. You guys have a wonderful night. Yeah! You son of a biscuit. Woo!